Kingdom Pursuits, where you hear from ordinary people instilled with an extraordinary passion. Together, we explore the stories of men and women who take what they love and let God turn their passion into kingdom pursuits. Now, live from the Truth Booth, your host, Robbie Dillmore.
I don't know if you're aware of this, but if today is February the 10th, you're 4 days away from Valentine's Day, so I hope you're locked and loaded. Depending on how the case may be, we are locked and loaded today on Kingdom Pursuits. As always, I get just amazed at all the wonderful folks that God brings our way here and gives them a passion, and he's using that to build the kingdom, and we have that again here today. First up, we have Paul McDonald, and he is the author of his new book called To Follow. Now, it's not called To Follow, but it's actually called To Follow. Am I right?
Yeah. If I had done this differently, I might have changed the title, but the title is Called To Follow.
Right. And so it has to do with this calling. And it's really, really neat where he goes with that. And we're going to get to that here in a few minutes. But is this your first book, Paul?
Yes, it's the first book that God has given me, and hope to have several more in the future and see what he has in store.
So I'm guessing that you were kind of called.
Exactly, right?
Into writing this, which, what an adventure that, you know, did you think, you know, 4 or 5 years ago you'd be on the radio talking about your book?
No, not in a 4 or 5 months ago, I didn't think that. it's really been an amazing story, and the story of how God has used me and worked in me through these last several years is really why I wrote the book, because there's so much more that he has intended for us, more than checking boxes and kind of sleepwalking through life.
Yes, he has been on an adventure, and you're going to hear a lot about that. Uganda and all sorts of places. But also with us today, so I'll talk about an adventure, somebody that has been on this adventure. I have been on an adventure with him for, is it 9 years now?
It's 7 or 8 years now, I think, Robbie.
Wow.
You were at the very beginning, though, weren't you?
Andy Bowersox with the Energize Ministry, which, you know, really supporting kingdom leadership in so many different ways. I've personally been the benefactor of his support at different times when I was at a crisis in my life. And, you know, out of the blue comes Andy. Like, can I do this for you? Can I do that for you? But he does that for pastors all over the country. But he has this connection to prayer, and he has this connection to other people, and you actually brought one of those other people with us today.
Well, you know, I love coming on to all your programs right here, and I always have a good time. I appreciate your sense of humor, which I'm sure we will be enlightened by the latest here before long. But
of course.
Yes, in our small group at church, we have some good friends, Doug and Kelly Wright, and they have a son, Adam Wright, who I'll let him say where he goes to school, but he has a little special project that he needed an internship for this year. And so he's been helping us the last several months or so, and we'll let him talk about that in a minute whenever you're ready.
Not to mention, any girls out there, we now have him on our show. You guessed it, Mr. Wright.
Oh, brother. Right off the bat, too.
I like it.
Adam liked that. That's good. But, you know, the book that we're talking about today is Called to Follow. So speaking of call, are you ready for this, Adam? What do you call it when Starbucks customers joke about their coffee? That would be a brouhaha.
Ha.
Oh, Jasper liked that one. I liked that. What do you call a tissue that is sleeping? That would be called a napkin.
Ah.
And what do you call a callus when it's only on 1 foot? What do you think? What do you think? Paul, you're going to go out on a limb on that one? They call that a unicorn, if you think about
wow.
it. And what do you call a musician? Musician who steals his sheet music? That would be a kleptomaniac. We have a lot more where those came from. And I really, really do like this one. 2017 would have been a great year to open up a barbershop and call it Totally Clips.
Ah.
You like that? Totally. Oh, Andy.
I can't even comment on these. Like, I know. I heard you say your goal is to make people smile, and I'm sure there is somebody smiling out there somewhere.
You're going to smile at this one because you know this better than anybody. And I'm going to be shocked if you don't know it. What is it called when Stu's cousin Buddy takes his own picture and puts it on Instagram? What is it called when Stu's cousin Buddy takes his own picture and puts it on Instagram?
I just do not think the same way as you. You're gonna have to help. Like,
it's an Elfie.
Oh, brother. Whatever. That's what we say in our office. Whatever.
It's an Elfie. That's what it is. So here's the actual riddle. You knew it was coming at the end of all these shenanigans. We do have a Bible riddle for you, and it's a good one today. I'm really excited to see who can come up with this. You're going to have to search the scriptures. Where in the Bible are you told that the gold of that land is good bedolach and onyx stones? Where in the Bible are you told that the gold of that land is good bedolach and onyx stones? It's kind of an either or. Just see.
Listen, I'm looking at Paul over here. He ought to know. He's the missionary in the group. So, Paul, like, the pressure's on. But
where in the Bible are we told that the gold of that land is good bedolach and onyx stones? It's kind of an either or. You can't answer it because then we'd have to give you the prize. But if you can guess that and call in at 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. Jasper, tell them what they'll win.
They'll win a book from The Kingdom Pursuits Vault.
Yes, Called to Follow. We have several on hand. So you can get Paul's book, Called to Follow. All you have to do is tell us, where in the Bible are we told that the gold of that land is good bedolach and onyx stones? It's kind of an either or. Just saying. I threw in the kind of either or part in case you didn't guess that, Adam. But anyway, 866-3- I know that's a difficult one, and I would not be surprised. No, I would be surprised. I've never stumped it. I've never stumped my audience before. And so there might even be three or four answers. All I know, 866-348-7884. Yes, Andy, I can see you're thinking.
The fact is, you haven't stumped your audience because you're way too generous for these things, okay? Like I have noticed. What's your line? There's never not a winner somewhere in there. So I'll give you the one you don't stump them. And I just now I'm catching the either or part. So that's how slow I am with the whole riddle, but good luck to your audience is all I can say.
I'm curious, though. We have Paul McDonald here. He is the author of the book Called to Follow that set us up for all those wonderful call jokes that I know you're going to be thinking about for the rest of the week. But, Paul, can you tell us, I know that you just came back from John Eldridge's boot camp a week and a half ago. Was this a ministry that you were involved in before you got to go to Uganda, or was this something that's kind of come alongside of it?
It's kind of been parallel. Back in 2013, I really started reading John Eldridge's stuff about the identity of a man and what that means and how to find our identity established in Christ.
Right, and by the way, we just on the Christian Car Guy show, we were talking about the new name. So if you were listening to that, right? You just came back from a boot camp, but before that, you heard your new name, which is really a cool one. You're going to like this, Andy.
Yeah, so one of the names that I heard as I was kind of walking through this message was Lightbringer, and how God has called me to bring light into dark places, and I pray that over my children, actually, every week before they dropping them off to go to school, and that they would take light into dark into the
dark world.
And
so you're really walking into the identity that God has given you, even when you're going to Uganda.
Oh, yeah.
You're a light bringer. I think that's more than cool. But, Andy,
I'm going to question, where did the light bringer come from? Like, how'd you derive at that name?
Just something I was praying and spending time with God one day and just walking through the path and that we've been called to follow. And that was kind of the impression that that came to me. The other part was later on, I had somebody that I trust and appreciate their input, and they told me I wear a mantle of joy, and kind of parallels that.
Yes, it does. That's a crown, as a matter of fact. Mm-hmm. All right. You've got a chance to win this book, Called to Follow. All you have to do is tell us where in the Bible are you told that the gold of that land is good bedolach and onyx stone, kind of an either or. 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. We got so much more with Andy and Paul coming up. Stay tuned. And, Adam. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. And so exciting today, we have Paul McDonald. He's the author of a new book called Called to Follow. You gotta put a couple calls in there, but it is called Called to Follow. And we're really excited to hear more about that. And his wife, Stephanie, happens to be here as well. I don't know that we can get her on the microphone, but we also have Andy Bowersox and Adam Wright with Energize Ministry. And Energize Ministries, if you're not familiar with them, if you see this big bus that says pray for your pastor, that's them, because they're all about praying for your pastor. They find ways to support ministry leadership all over the country. The Pray for Your Pastor minutes on radio stations across the country. You guys have grown and grown since.
We have. You've seen us right at the very beginning, Robbie. In fact, when we met, it was about doing a radio program. That's been at least 6 or 7 years ago anyway. But, you know, you mentioned the Pray for Your Pastor tours that we do. And if you're listening and you're not familiar with our ministry, the main thrust that we're called to do and called to follow. We're called to follow, but we also have a specific calling too, and it's about providing direct encouragement, refreshment, and even recreational experiences for pastors and other kingdom leadership. As we've grown through that and the Lord sort of fine-tuned where we're at, with the banner of praying for your pastor has become a banner for us. And we do these tours, we do minutes, we do things like that. But this year, we have a really big initiative to call churches to a 365-day commitment, annual commitment of covering their pastors in leadership and prayer. For the last 2 or 3 years, I have been frustrated about this. And you'll like this, Robbie, because if you'd be in our office, you'd see me storming around saying, God, like, it's hard to prove the value of prayer. It's hard to chart it. It's hard to measure it. And unfortunately, prayer is one of the loneliest ministries in our churches today, albeit the most powerful ministry that we have. And so I have really been frustrated about why can't we prove to people the results of their consistent, continual prayer. And in our office, I wish we had a video screen here, I'd show you. We have a blackboard wall. It's about the size of the wall of this studio.
It's actually white. They were black in my day. I've been in your office, Andy, and it's white.
This particular wall, I'm talking, you haven't seen. It's black.
Really?
It is a black chalkboard wall right there. So I'm going to correct you on
that
one right there.
Oh, you've been to your office since I have been.
Because we use chalk on it. But we call it the God Moments wall. And it's been a little over a year that we started this. And somebody in our office had said, hey, we need to keep track when we see the fingerprints of God show up. Okay, we want to record. We want to celebrate. We want to remember these things. And in about a year and 3 months now, that wall is about 10 feet long, 8 feet high. It's almost completely filled up with things that we've seen God do, okay, that we can't explain any other way. Sometimes it's provision. Sometimes it's a relationship or an opportunity. Sometimes it's something we weren't even praying for. We just recognize it, that it's God's fingerprints. But a few months ago, I was walking by that wall, and it just hit me. I thought, you know what? If we keep track of where we see God's breath and fingerprints show up, you can't go a year without proving the results of your prayer. And I had a 180-degree turn. The problem is not that we can't prove it. The problem is we don't actually write it down and measure it. Why don't we? Why don't we in our churches today stand from the pulpit and celebrate the answered prayers and the victories that we've seen God do? So that's become a big part of our mission. We are challenging churches right now, record the instances and the moments and celebrate those things together. And I know you want to say something, so I'll talk more about it later, but that gets me fired up thinking about it.
Well, that's really cool, because as you can tell, the theme of this show is how does God take your passion and use it to build the kingdom? Well, if you knew Andy, like I know Andy, that one of his huge passions is prayer. He set up a prayer meeting in all of Winston. He went out on all sorts of places that I know, Paul. Your idea of being called to follow, Andy's been called to follow many times on things I was like, whoop, boy, he's out there.
But, it's a crazy land. You got it.
No, I was really, I was always just like, man, that's faith. That's beautiful. That's wonderful. But it's really cool. If you can't hear that passion, you know, you're missing something. I mean, he's fired up because he's seen it happen. But right now we have Tom in Salisbury. I'm very fired up because he knows about this either or situation here. Tom. Oh, Tom gave up, and we have Martin in Raleigh. Martin, you're on Kingdom Pursuits. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you? Thanks for the good question you gave us.
I really enjoyed it. So where in the Bible are we told that the gold of that land is good, but Dolak and onyx stones? Kind of an either or.
That's the land that God put Adam into right after he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life and he became a soul. That's the Garden of Eden.
You are absolutely correct. That isn't that awesome?
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
And you know, I forget, I had at some point in time this morning written down how many times gold's mentioned in the Bible, but it's phenomenal how many times if you really think about it. All those items in the temple were made of gold.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. God is phenomenally generous. That the Egyptians, man, they handed over all the gold to the Israelites so they could build this phenomenal thing. And you think about Solomon's temple with all those gold shields. And, you know, that God is he's like, man, it's really something to think about. That he's got all that for us.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for sharing that. And
yeah.
for winning today on Kingdom Pursuits. And we got a book for you. It's called Called to Follow. So God bless.
Thanks,
Martin.
Thank you so much. I look forward to reading it.
All right. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Well, as always, and you know this, Andy, that there are many of my listeners that are way smarter than me, and they have an answer that will blow my mind about my riddles because they often have answers I never would have thought of. So if you have another answer, I would love to hear it. We got another book. We got at least three or four more to give away. 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. So I'm interested, Paul, as you heard Andy, and I loved that in your book you talk about called to follow had to do something with like jumping off I'll let you talk about it.
Yeah, so throughout the Bible, God has called people. He started, you know, with Abram, you know, follow me and I'll take you to a land for, you know, that I will show you. And then his disciples, Jesus went and said, follow me. And then in Revelation, it talks about Jesus returning and he's got his called, chosen, and faithful followers. And so the whole concept of following is very, it's unique in the American culture, right? Because we're pick ourselves up by our bootstraps kind of people. And we want to lead the
follow
way.
Or get out of the way. We lead, we don't follow. What's up with that?
Because we like the control. And it's like standing up. I hate heights. And so when we go to these places, my buddies always make me get on these high ropes courses and these zip lines. And I'm up there shaking, holding on to the straps. And that's what it feels like when you're about to jump. It feels when you're about to follow Jesus into the unknown. And Andy knows a lot about that of just, I don't know what's about to happen. I'm really terrified. I'm about to enter into this. And it might be something like a conversation with your kids or your wife or an entirely new mission. And you're like, I have no idea what I'm doing, but God does. And he's like those straps on that zip line. Because as soon as you jump off and that feeling of falling hits, and I hate it, and I hate even jumping down a couple steps as I've gotten older, but then you get caught in the straps and you fly down the zip line. And at that point, I love it. I love, you know, the feeling, the wind, seeing the trees rushing by. At that point, it's good. But when you're in the platform, it's awful. It is no good when you're about to step off.
So Adam, which is, you know, the intern there with Andy Bowersox, how old are you, Adam?
I'm 18.
Wonderful. Yes, wonderful. Sir. And so what did it feel like when you stepped off that and you're like, whoa, I've got to go work in this ministry? That, especially, there's ministries and there's Andy's ministry. Can you kind of walk us through what that felt like?
Since he's in my small group and he's involved in his ministry for pastors, I was having a hard time thinking of what to do, so I just decided, and Mr. Bowersots was gracious to accept and be willing to let me come in to just hang out in his ministry, and it's been a cool experience, and I've got to feel a bunch of different aspects to it. Like, I've gone on the bus and met some pastors, and I've talked with some, like, intellectuals, perhaps, and, yeah, just a wide... I've ate some food, so that's always good. So.
Yeah, it's always good to eat food when you're in...
Yeah.
Ministry is about eating food.
Yeah.
In
yeah.
so many different ways. Any good Baptist will tell you that. But... has there been a point where you've been doing this where you saw God show up and you went, oh, man, there's God right there. Oh, wow. Can you take us there?
Well, like, there's been, I wouldn't really say that, well, it is, but, like, there's been times... or at least a time when, like, Mr. Bowersots, when we're in small group, like, he's kind of, you don't know what's going to happen, but then someone would just randomly, like, give all this money to him to push through, to have his goals, the ministry's goals, God's goals to be met, so... that's yeah. interesting.
We've got
see.
A lot more with by Andy and Adam and all... Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. And today, as always, God has given us these amazing guests that we are so grateful for. A chance to see how God works in so many different ways and so many different ministries that are connected here to the Truth Network. Again, Paul McDonald, he's the author of a new book and a book. He's author of a book and a book called To Follow. I want to ask you another question about that in a minute, but we also have Andy Bowersocks and Adam Wright, who is with Energize Ministry, and Energize Ministries is supporting Kingdom leadership. If you see this, pray for your pastor tour, finding ways to, avoid pastor burnout. And, you know, Andy, I bet I know personally 7 or 8 churches that are right this minute looking for a pastor, right this minute. Pastors are burning out like crazy, and it's a serious situation across the country.
It's a serious situation, like, in our town and across the country, wherever. But the reason, Robbie, like, and this is again, the educational part of our ministry is to help people understand if you are effectively leading people, either, I love your line, either introducing people to Christ or leading them closer to Christ, the attacks and the fight from our enemy to destroy that, to cripple any advance of that kingdom building relationship is astronomic. And, you know, we see it in war films and military films, right? If you take out the leadership, the collateral damage that happens from that is catastrophic. And so, you know, a big part of our ministry is to address, maybe it's the person that sits near the back row and thinks, you know what, my pastor doesn't really do all that much. He preaches from 9 to 12 on Sunday. He's got the gravy train, the rest of it. Well, you have no idea, okay, what really goes on throughout the week and what those phone calls look like that catch you off guard, okay? And I mean, I could go down the list, but again, our initial thrust and the awareness component is how can we help change a culture of what's often criticism to a culture of care, starting with that, you know, preventive care and prayer support. That's our ministry, but help build and just change it from criticism to a culture of care. That's the number one thing. And there's practical, tangible ways that we do that, but prayer is also a big part of it as well.
And I know you're going to love this because I put this together when I met Paul. You know, I got his book a few weeks ago, and I found out about his connection to ministries that I'm connected to, and so I knew the affinity was there. But I had read this little part in his chapter 11, which is called Follow Me, And then when I went out there and we were talking about new names, I was wondering what his new name was because I knew he'd been to several boot camps and chances are he'd heard his new name. And he told me, Lightgiver, is that what it was?
Lightbringer.
Lightbringer. And then I connected to this passage, is follow me. And I never highlighted this the way that I should have because obviously God did it for him because it's his word. Again, Jesus is from John 8:12, and it's right out of his book. Again, Jesus spoke to them saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. And the connection there is phenomenal that was the name of your book.
Yeah, it's talk about those God moments. A lot of times we just, in each one of the Gospels, Jesus tells his disciples as they're going out, he said, don't worry about what you're going to say because the Spirit will give it to you. And that's one of those things that just kind of the Spirit gave to me as, oh yeah, we walk in the light. In Proverbs, it talks about my word will be a lamp, or your word is a lamp to my feet and a light into my path. And we look at our lives as a path. I want God to give me here's the step-by-step instructions of how you're going to get from point A to point B. Here's how to be successful. Here's how to follow me. And all we get is a light for that next step and to trust God. Because if we knew the directions, if we knew how to get from here to there, we wouldn't need God. We could say, oh, that whole American thing, I can do this on my own. But God telling me, okay, well, take this one step. Yeah, but I don't know if it's going to work. It doesn't matter. Take this step. But I'm nervous. Take this step. And that's what the light's for, is to get us to take that step.
And speaking of steps, right? You took a step, Andy, to bring Adam into your ministry, right? And I'm curious how you've seen God respond with that step. Because we heard what Adam thought, but you got to see God in a young 18-year-old intern. When you're trying to figure out, which by the way, I get it that if you're in ministry and you got all this stuff to do, all of a sudden to have somebody around that now I got to find something to make keep him busy. It's not necessarily, and I don't mean that in a bad way. And then all Adam, it's just that when you all of a sudden have somebody that you're responsible for, it adds to the burden of what's going on.
Yeah. There's so many, like our ministry is relatively small. There's five of us that are part of it total. We have a great sphere of influence because we have great media partnerships with people like you, and so God's blessed us in that way. But I think it's kind of exciting for me for Adam to see all the different components. He mentioned he's been out on the bus with us to visit pastors. One of the things we do, in addition to our big summer tour, we do some local Pray for Your Pastor tours where we'll just randomly show up at churches and drop off love gifts and some encouragement items and then pray for the staff. But so he's been part of that. He's been part of the development process. We're working on a new app that we can launch this year. He's been part of the strategic planning on how we engage churches and what does that look like. He has seen he's seen some of our social media activity right there. And then in a couple of weeks, he's actually going to go to Nashville with us for a big convention to be able to witness part of that. So I feel like we've
let's talk about that a second, Andy, because this is one of where I saw God show up. Okay, because this is just a funny story, I think. I'm sitting on the convention floor, the National Religious Broadcasters Convention, and I do a lot of interviews. It's one of the things I get to do, as you imagine, being a host of a radio show. And so they bring in these people over for me to interview all the time. I don't know who they are. And this man sits down in front of me, and when he comes, all this camera crews are coming, this must be somebody important. And so
bigger fish than you anyway, huh, Ron?
They sit him down. You don't know who he is from Adam. And really, I don't know if he's Mr. Wright or anything. And this man, and again, it's just showing Robbie's ignorance. I ask him, and your name, sir, it's Carter Conlon. He doesn't say Dr. Carter Conlon, or he doesn't say, pastor. He just says Carter Conlon. And I'm like, okay, well, Carter, tell me your story, whatever. And he takes off. On when he was in Canada and this and that, he was a policeman and he was miraculously healed from this and that. And I had no connection to who he was yet, but he was telling a really cool story, how God came into his life and impacted, and people were coming from all over in order to come to his prayer meetings. And so then they asked him to come be the pastor at the Times Square Church. Well, I was like, what? You're the pastor of the Times Square Church. Oh, okay. It, you know, if you know, Wilkerson, the switch, the, you know, the cross and the switchblade. This is a big deal. And I'm like, oh my word. And then once I realized who he is, I said, well, so tell me what are you at the NRB for? And he goes, do you realize, Robbie? And he's talking to me like he's my, he was so humble. It was unbelievable. And he says to me, Robbie, do you realize there's no prayer at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention that I can find anywhere? There's no prayer room. There's no prayer booth. There's no place where people are meeting together to pray for the National Religious Broadcasters Convention. And I went, you know, and I've been coming for years. And I went, you know, wow. And I was really convicted. And so I told Michael Carbone, our CFO, I said, we've got to do something about this. And Stu is on the board with the National Religion, and so he engaged, and now Carter's engaged. And tell us what's going on, Andy. It's so cool.
Yeah, it is pretty exciting. I mean, you mentioned the NRB. That's a very large convention of not just national broadcasters, but also international. And so this year, you know, through Stu and the connection with NRB, we've actually been invited to bring our prayer bus over there to help host an opportunity, not that it's not an opportunity for all of us, but a physical location where we can gather to pray for the leadership that's there, for the pastors and the ministries that they represent. But then just yesterday, we got a confirmation that Carter will join us at that as a midweek prayer service right there at the bus as well. So we're excited about that. We're excited about making the opportunity for us to gather to pray exciting for people and to celebrate when we see victorious things happen through our prayers. We need to be broadcasting that kind of stuff and celebrate it and using it as a way to engage others to build this continual momentum of covering not just our leadership in the churches, but leadership in our families and through our government. And I can go down the list.
And it's so amazing to me. I just feel blown away because God has put all these amazing people of prayer in my life. You know, those of you who listen to Disciple Magazine know James Banks is a great friend of mine and wrote, you know, Prayers for Prodigals, that book that's published all over. And he has this huge burden for prayer. Andy's had a huge burden for prayer. And so when Carter Conlon came up and all that came together, I was like, wow, God, you're really orchestrating something here. And to see this event happen at the you know, on the floor of the National Religious Broadcasters Convention, you know, the Pray for Your Pastor bus right there, you know, that I'm like, man, I knew Andy when he came over here and said, well, I do recreation for pastors.
Lots changed since then. But, you know, Robbie, just if you think about the opportunity and the power that's there to bring, you know, people that cover the earth really with broadcasts of the message of the gospel, to have them centrally located and just to be a catalyst to say, guys, let's make this a focus. Let's draw our country and our universe, for that matter, back to the basics of let's pray with expectation for God to show up. I'm really excited about it. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, and so we jumped off this, Andy jumped off this, you know, this picture that you made of the, I'm trying to think, what's
the
it called?
Zip line. Yeah.
He jumped off the bridge, but, you know, I don't want to miss out on, there's something, when we get back, this man has seen some miracles. I mean, he jumped off that zip line thing and went to Uganda. You're not going to believe some of the things this guy has seen with his own eyes. And you can find out about him in his book called to Follow, just saying. And we got so much more. Kingdom Pursuits coming up. Stay tuned. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. And it's so awesome to have such dear friends with us here today. With that very passion, we got Paul McDonald. He is the author of Called to Follow, this book about going to Uganda. We haven't talked about much about that and the miracles that are in this book. We're going to get to those in a minute. And Andy Bowersox and Adam Wright, who are here with Energize Ministry, who are supporting the kingdom through praying for your pastor and all sorts of kingdom leadership things that they do. That's not even the little things they do. But while we were during the break, we had a surprise visit from Buddy the Elf, who had heard about this Elfie idea. And so naturally, he's busting up in Stu Graham right the second with all sorts of Elfies, as you might imagine if you know him. But anyway, he provided us not two, not four, not six, but eight Wake Forest tickets to hand to Andy Bowersox here on the air so that he could take a pastor to this Wake Forest game coming up. Now, do you think Wake Forest can beat Georgia Tech?
You know, Robbie, you're unfortunately talking to a non-sports educated person. However, I am familiar that this is an amazing team right here. I hope they're doing well. I don't even know how the season's going. I'm just going to assume it's doing well. But we love to give gifts to pastors. So let's figure out how we do that. Whoever's listening, you want to send your pastor to this game, what, they should call in? How are we going to do this?
Yeah, we can do
call
that.
Call in.
We
you want to do it Facebook? You want to do it on the phone line? How?
Which What's that is a great way. Go to the Facebook page at Energize.
Maybe I'll just
Ministry.
Commandeer that. Go to the Energize Ministries Facebook page right now. Tell us you want these pastors, or so you want these tickets for your pastor, and we will get them right out to you. How do we do it? Let's put a picture of a pulpit and a basketball. That's a challenge right there. Put a pulpit and a basketball together. Send us a picture. Energize Ministries Facebook page. These tickets can be yours.
There you go. We have Angela is in Burlington. She has, as always, another answer to my riddle. Angela, you're on Kingdom Pursuits. Good morning.
Good morning. Let's see. You wanted to know where the bdellium and the onyx stones and the gold were.
You're exactly right.
It's found in the second chapter of Genesis, verses, 11 and 12. It talks about the rivers that flow around the holy land of Havilah, where there is gold. And verse 12 says, and the gold of that land is good. Bdellium and onyx stone are there.
It's kind of either or, right? Right, Angela?
Yeah.
That's what I thought immediately when I read the passage. I was like, wow. It's cool. Thank you for calling in and for winning today. We got a book coming your way.
Thank you.
Thank you. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, right before the break, I had mentioned miracles. And I was reading Paul's book, and I was kind of blown away that you went on this mission trip, and you saw some things you just don't see every day here in the good old USA, do you?
No, not really.
And if you had a blackboard up at the Uganda church, you'd have to put that one up.
Oh,
I'm pretty sure that you saw the hand of God there.
For sure. We had this girl that came in and, you know, the car comes flying up out of nowhere. We're out in the slums and this dirt road and cloud of dust comes up and this guy comes out. He's saying his daughter needs a doctor. And we get her out and she's going, you know, breathing, not just seems to be really struggling.
That really well. Do that one more time.
So we took her in and we were running around and, you know, we had a PA who worked with a neurosurgical, office there in Charlotte. And so she looked at her and cause we thought either a seizure or asthma or something medical was going on. And so, I saw somebody give the girl a shot. And I thought it was, you know, some medicine to help with her seizure. And as soon as she got the shot, the girl calmed right down. Everything was fine. And so I was like, oh, what did we give her? They said just water. It was normal saline was just water. And like, oh, that's kind of weird. You know, that doesn't normally happen. And then a buddy of mine went over to pray over her. And as he's looking at her, she kind of lurches like she's going to throw up. And he jumps back. Worried, you know, didn't want to get it on his shoes and just starts coughing and spitting. And then all of a sudden just relaxes and lays back and is totally peaceful. And my buddy's like, oh my gosh, what just happened there? You know, and he's like, and the other guy was standing there. He said, I think a demon just came out. Cause that's kind of what it looked. That's how it's described in the Bible. And about an hour later, the girl's walking around, has a Bible in her hand, and there's a picture of her holding the Bible in my book, and just totally at peace, no more seizures, no more attacks, and just has a total aura of peace and a glow about her after that.
Wow. So I guess that's kind of the experience. You won't forget that look in the eye or that noise that she made.
No, that's why I can make it so well.
Yeah. That's, you know, but that's, it's interesting. In a lot of third world countries, they see demons in a different way than we normally see them here in the United States.
Right. They live a life very on the edge of the supernatural. And so, you know, and throughout the Bible, you know, Jesus even says where there's faith, greater things can happen. And so if they're believing in it and there's powerful, you know, they bury their dead relatives outside around their house to ward off the evil spirits. And so the effective way is basically saying, well, my God's bigger than your God. And that's what you see in those kind of the supernatural pagan cultures.
And so when it says called to follow, I'm interested how that original call to Uganda came.
Well, I was...
You're sitting out there one day just eating at the McDonald's and all of a sudden, Uganda.
Pretty similar, yeah. You know, I've been volunteering at my church for a couple months there and developed some really good relationships with people. But, you know, it, being on the parking team and having training as a nurse just was not exactly quite a great fit, because I was like, I really want to volunteer and use my training, my education, my skills to further the kingdom. And so one of my good friends, Bishop Bell, came up to me. He's like, hey, man, we're talking about doing this trip to Uganda next year. I said, I'm in. He's like, I haven't even told you when. I'm in. And so from that point on, you know, I was in. My wife has always wanted, she grew up wanting to be a nurse. And part of that was she wanted to go to Africa to take care of people there. So when I found out that, I was like, well, you're absolutely going with me. And I can't imagine doing it without her. And she was a huge part of the trip and a huge part of my life, you know, sharing my life.
Oh, yeah.
We're
sharing the whole Ugandan experience.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's part of sharing your life.
Yeah.
So, Andy, you have some experience. So that you yourself, if you were telling me about some guy that got hit by a car and all, wow.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to recap that whole story there, but I just, like when Paul mentioned he's been to Uganda, I've had opportunity to be over there with another mission organization. And just the thing that stuck out to me about that is just that the value of human life is, it's not much different than the value of a bird getting killed mm-hmm. alongside the road. And what Robbie, what you're talking about is we had saw someone that got hit by a car and was killed right there. And it just, the traffic didn't stop. I mean, they sort of moved this guy off the side of the road, but people kept right on going. And I was like, this is unbelievable to me. Like, you know, life's important. Okay. It's cherishable. It's like if some get killed, it's a big deal. I mean, I don't know how to put it into words. But that just really stuck out at me, that it's commonplace. The value is not there that we place here. And so I think just about your comment about demons and other things, I mean, like we are so incredibly blessed and fortunate here, and we just don't grasp it. You know, we take so much for granted. And there's a big part of me that think, like we've been blessed almost to the point of curses because of that right there. Like we don't look for the supernatural. We don't look to see God show up, and we tend to shy away from it. And, you know, I grew up sort of straight-laced Southern Baptist theology, but Robbie, you've heard me say this a lot, you know, for all of our AG friends that are out there and Pentecostal friends, like I really believe the closer you walk with the Lord, the more charismatic you become, and the closer you understand how the Holy Spirit works through your life. And, you know, it's just, look, I know we're winding down, but if you can challenge...
Well, to speak well, go, to that a sec, you know, I got to. That word charismatic, you know, has weird connotations for some people. But the truth of it is it's the Spirit of God that is going to, as you walk closer with the Father and you walk closer with the Son, the third one comes in there too. And so you begin to feel the Spirit of the Lord even more so, demonstrates itself in all sorts of different ways, no matter what. If you're Baptist or you're Pentecostal.
I didn't mean to open a can of worms there for sure.
You opened up a good can, because that's a can that we really need to talk about openly. You know, that these are things that all believers are. I have never met two people that have the same theology. It's, you know, everybody sees God with their own eyes. And the neat thing is if you put them together, rather than saying he's got it wrong, if you go, well, look how I see him. And then look how he sees him, and you put them together, and it's like this beautiful symphony with all this harmony. Mm. Rather than, you know, because he doesn't see God the way I see him, I've got, you know, but it's a cool thing, and I couldn't agree with you more that the word charisma is the Spirit of God, and it does come with a package as we get closer and closer to God, that it's really in there. And it's going to be fun at the NRB. You know, we got a lot of prayer going to go on, and you've got one more chance to go to kingdompursuits.com, order Called to Follow. It's called Called to Follow. Or you can connect with Energized Ministries, go to their Facebook page and win these tickets for the Georgia Tech game. We are so grateful. I cannot even begin to tell you how much it means that y'all listen to the show every week, for calling in for the riddle and having all this fun. I thank you so much for listening. And right now you got so much truth coming at you. Masculine Journey Radio starts here now at 12 o'clock, followed by Disciple Magazine. So much truth coming at you on the Truth Network.